Our Christmas tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seedlands Grove.
Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the magic radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At Garfields.net.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Foss Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Foss Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, from Foss Jewelers," that's right.
Foss Jewelers, we're located on Route 522 in Sills Grove, and online at FossJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to the Magic Radio. Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis. It's a Monday night, but it is actually girls' night in the Magic Radio room. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How are you, lovely friends? You're all friends, right?
Yes.
So I'm thinking that the volume will be extremely loud, very high volume, with all you friends together. Are you ready to have lots of fun?
Yeah!
You're all so well-behaved right now. Is it because we know that shortly Emma and Santa will be peeking in the big book? See how you've been this year?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we did the breathing, to calm ourselves down and put our best foot forward, right? So, okay, we've talked about our special way to contact the North Pole, but I think I need to hear clear throats and lungs before we do that. Ready? We got to clear our throats. I need to hear that. Come on. I always wonder what that sounds like to someone listening to the radio when we do that. So, what do you think? Shall we count to three? And then we're going to do the special song. Now, remember, the dance to the song is equally as important as the volume of the song, okay? Ready? You want to count us to three?
One, two, three.
Santa, 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 Santa.
Why am I the only one dancing? Santa, Santa, Santa. You rock. You girls rock, ladies' night. We did it. Listen, can you hear?
Lots of the kids in central Pennsylvania have told me and Santa that they like to play Pokemon Go. It's the biggest game that ever happened. Well, maybe not really the biggest game that's ever happened, but it certainly seems like a lot of fun. I want to see what kind of Pokemon I can catch at the North Pole. Nothing so far. Oh, what's that there? It looks like a the penguin. They're here for the penguin ball. They come here every year from the South Pole. Apparently, the snow's just different up here. Hi, Jake! Okay, let's keep walking here. And there's a polar bear! Hey, Steve, you keeping warm? All right, all right. Not seeing any Pokemon here.
Nope.
Aw, at least Santa's workshop is a Pokestop. Well, what else could I catch? I know, I know! How about I play Pokemon Snow? Yeah, that's where I catch snowflakes on my tongue. A wild snowflake appears. Woohoo! That one tastes like cookies. That one tastes like peppermint. I bet you this one is a rare snowflake. Hot chocolate. Sweet! One more snowflake to catch. Oh, this one's gonna be really big, I can tell! Okay, that one went up my nose. I better go back in. My toes are getting cold. Time to go to the magic radio room. The light's blinking. Hello, Miss Anne. How are you?
Emma, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good.
We were giggling here, and we're so glad you joined us because we were listening to you catch the snow.
Yeah. That last one was a big one.
That sounded it. Plus, yours just tastes so much better than it does here in central Pennsylvania.
What's it taste like out there?
Water. No flavor. Just, right?
Well,
just,
Santa, I guess I'm just going to have to send some flavored snowflakes down there. They don't have flavored snowflakes down there.
What kind of flavors would we like?
Hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. That'd be on my list. That'd be nice, Emma.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Miss Anne?
It is, Santa Claus. How are you?
Sorry I came in so late. I was out catching snowflakes on my tongue. You never heard of that. Oh.
The girls and I were just talking about that, Santa Claus. We're hoping that Emma can send us some flavored snow because ours is, pretty just like water.
Well, it'll come all wrapped up in your imagination. Oh.
Okay, so next time I try it, I'll think hot chocolate, and maybe it'll taste like that.
And marshmallows.
Oh. Yeah, and marshmallows. That's right, Santa. Hey, Santa Claus, and of course, you will be the only guy, but it is a ladies' night here in the magic radio room.
Uh-oh, Santa Claus is outnumbered. Yes, it's ladies' night. It's ladies' night. And I'm feeling right.
But of course, we're happy Santa's here, aren't we, girls?
Yeah!
Oh, and old Santa Claus is real happy to be here, too. And oh, my goodness, what a fine-sounding group of girls you have there, Miss Anne.
Oh, you're going to have some fun, Santa. I promise you. I'm so glad you're going to take a break. By the way, how was your weekend? Busy, busy?
Oh, my. That's why I was out catching snowflakes with my tongue. Spent the whole weekend in here painting doll houses, making little blocks, making big blocks, making little blocks out of big blocks, and oh my goodness, it's busy all the time.
Aw. Well, we appreciate all your hard work, Santa, you and the elves, so we're glad that you're going to be able to sit back and relax a while and have some fun with us. And when we come back, our first guest this evening, Santa, we've talked to her several times. It's the lovely Chella Amato. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was wondering if you noticed I wasn't here.
Tella is the new host of Talk to Santa.
She is, Emma. She said I could just sit here with her, didn't you, Tella?
Yes.
She's ready to run things here in the Magic Radio Room, Emma. Well, how are you? Welcome back. It's always so good to see you. How you doing?
Good.
Say hi to Santa and Emma.
Hi, Santa and Emma.
Well, Tella, a Merry Christmas to you, and great to hear your voice.
Merry Christmas!
Well, and guess who Chella brought with her tonight, Santa? Her big brother. Hi, Rocco.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Hey, Rocco!
You remember talking to Rocco, Emma?
I do!
Yes, it's so good. He is like two elves taller than you. Oh, yes. He continues to grow, Santa Claus. Well, it's so nice to see you here. How has your brother been this year? I'll ask you the question.
Bad.
Oh! Rocco, I did not see that coming, I swear. I think I'm going to vouge for Rocco, Santa. He's always been a really good boy.
Well, we'll
sure.
check with Benny.
Oh, wait a minute. Who?
Benny?
So Benny's at your house? I was telling you, before we connected, Emma, I was bragging about your new title.
My super-duper elf in charge president?
Oh, now president as well.
Don't tell Santa.
Oh, okay, don't tell Santa. And we added something last week, Sparkle Queen?
Oh, yeah, Sparkle Queen.
You agree with that one, don't you?
Yes.
You've heard her go crazy. Which, by the way, you have to tell Emma about these awesome leggings you have on.
I got candy canes, gingerbread, mans.
Now, tell her, they're not actual cookies, Emma.
I was just going to say, they'd be crumbly. And then sticky with the candy canes.
No, it's just the design. Well, you look awesome, and I love your boots, too. So do you have anybody special you want to say hello to before we keep talking?
Miss Winder, Wo-Wo, Pappy, and Mimi.
Well, my goodness, let's wish a very Merry Christmas to each and every one, Chella.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, that is so nice. Is that your teacher?
Yes.
Well, tell Santa, how is first grade?
Good.
Good? How is school? How is it? Tough going back on a Monday?
Yes.
It's a little hard to get in the groove, right? Did Mom and Dad have to really yank you out of bed this morning?
No.
No? You're up bright and early? Wait, this is the face that Mom's doing.
Hey, Miss Anne, it's radio. I can't see the face.
No, I was showing Chella because she's behind, her mom's behind her. Sorry, Emma. It's a look of like, really? I'm thinking.
Sense some dissension.
Mom might be interested in hearing about this special radio alarm clock that Emma.
Oh, the elf alarm clock.
Have you heard of this, Chella?
No.
May we have a sample, Emma?
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up!
You woke me up.
That would get you and Rocco up on a Monday morning, I think. What? Can you imagine waking up to that?
No.
So, sorry, Emma, I don't think we're going to be placing an order right now.
Darn.
I'll keep trying for you.
Okay.
But I bet there's one morning that your parents don't have to try to get you up. Are you the first one awake Christmas morning?
Not always.
Your brother's saying it's him. Is it Rocco?
Not always.
I bet Dad's the first one up by the tree. Can't wait to open presents. Is that true?
Yes.
It's okay. Adults, we still get very excited at Christmas time, right, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Here at the North Pole, we're just full of excitement, hammers and nails and saws.
No, I'm not excited about all that, but I do look forward to Christmas. I just told you earlier I was worried about the big book for me, right?
Yeah.
How do you think I've been this year?
Good.
Whew. She has my back, Santa.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, Jella.
Well, so tell me about Benny. Where was he last spotted at your house?
He was in my living room, hanging from my lights.
Hanging from the lights, Emma.
That's a tactical thing we do. That's okay.
That
gives you a good vantage point on spying on everybody.
Emma, tell us some of the unusual things we've been hearing about the elves that you send here. The stories of what they're doing, like hiding
goodness.
In the bathroom.
And eating snacks and playing cards and sleeping in the bed. They're vacationing.
They're having way too much fun. And Emma's working really hard in the North Pole. That's not fair, right?
No.
I think I want to be one of these elves Santa sends. So do you get nervous knowing Benny's there?
No.
No, because you're good, I'm sure. Well, what do you have to do at home to help out? What do Mom and Dad ask you to do?
Feed Lucy and get my towels and sometimes clean up my bed.
So, and Emma is the official room inspector now, too. That's part of her new title. So, is your room pretty clean?
Yes.
That sounded like you had a question mark at the end.
I could tell the way her shoulders hunched forward. Just
yes,
a little bit. But
maybe.
But the good news, Chella, you have a couple weeks till Christmas and you can work on that, right?
Yay.
So get your towels. I'm thinking you just tend to maybe toss your bath towels when you're done. Is that what you're saying?
Nope.
Yeah. Santa has a problem with the elves doing that, don't you? Don't you, big guy?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But we work on it very hard.
Well, so first grade, big difference with lots of homework, I would think, right?
Yeah.
Did you get any homework today?
I finished it yesterday.
Oh, you worked on a Sunday on your homework for today. Good girl. Wow. You pretty good report cards?
I don't know.
I'm sure.
Oh, Benny says very good report cards.
Did you hear that? Benny's sending very good reports about your report cards. So keep up the good work. Do you have a favorite subject that you like to work on?
Reading.
Reading? Okay. Oh, that's good. How about math? Do you like math?
Yeah.
You want to give Santa and Emma a little quiz? Give him a math problem. Let's give Santa an easy one.
10 plus 10.
Whoa, my goodness. Now, I'll have to always take my boots off for this one. 11, 14, 19, 14, 15. Oh, counted that twice. I think it's 20. Can you check me there, Emma?
That's right.
Ask him if she's the elf calculator.
Are you the elf calculator?
Absolutely.
Well, that was good. Santa got an A+, right?
Yes.
I have something to share.
Please do, Emma.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chella. Happy birthday to you. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was so nice. Thank you, Emma.
My birthday's on the 19th.
Wow. Well, happy birthday in advance. Do you have your party planned?
I just did it on Saturday.
You did? Were the girls there? Your friends?
Only Hopper.
Oh, so you had just a little smaller party. Well, tell me about your cake. I always like to hear what kind of cake you had.
I got cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
So baby cakes.
Do you think there'll be any left for Santa and Emma by Christmas, or are they all gone?
There's some left.
Oh. I imagine she could freeze them, take them out on Christmas Eve, right, Emma?
Yeah, save one for me.
Did you get lots of fun birthday presents?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, happy, happy birthday. Boy, that's so close to Christmas. I bet it's hard to figure out what you want for Christmas then, too, right? Yeah. But that's a good problem to have, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What do I want? Hey, well, before we give Santa your list, are you singing us a special song tonight?
Yes.
Would you like to ask Emma for one of her super-duper drum rolls?
Yes.
Yeah! about it. Take it away, Tella!
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We all know that Santa's coming. We all know that Santa's coming. We all know that Santa's coming. And soon we'll be here.
Oh, beautiful. Round of applause. That was awesome. Wow.
Killa, that was beautiful. And oh, my goodness, I can't wait to get to your house on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. You never know. It's when you're sleeping.
That's right. You'll be fast asleep. Now, are you plan to leave some food out and snacks for Santa and the elves and the reindeer?
Yeah.
You want to tell them what you're going to do?
Surprise.
Oh, you have a surprise coming your way, Santa Claus.
Oh, my. We love surprises.
Now, you said you have to help feed. Who was that?
Lucy.
What is Lucy?
My dog.
Oh, no. Emma? How big is Lucy?
Not tall. She's small doggy.
So she's not as tall as Rocco, right?
No.
Is she nice?
Sometimes.
Ruh-roh, my little friend.
Uh-oh. Santa! I need some dog treats to take them to Chella's house.
We will definitely make sure you're safe, Emma. And I'll bet that dog is going to love you.
Where will the dog be on Christmas Eve? Whose room does he sleep in?
She's sleeping.
On the couch.
Oh, is that the couch near the tree?
No.
Oh.
Okay. You'll be okay, Emma.
All right.
Well, are you ready to tell Santa and Emma what you're hoping for Christmas this year?
I hope I get some Pinkney Pop flips, some Hatchimals, a teacher easel, American Gold Dog hat, 101 Dalmatians, a little backpack.
I love a girl that knows exactly what she wants, and you certainly do. Should we add some surprises just in case?
Yeah.
Well, let's look in this great big book here at the North Pole and see how Chella Amato has been this year.
All right. It says here that she's doing great in school, especially with reading. That's wonderful. And she loves to play soccer. But it says here that, Chella, you need to stop fighting with your brother and lose your sassy attitude. Can we lose the sass and stop fighting with your brother?
I promise.
You were going to say, I hope.
I hope? Can I get a we'll try?
I'll try.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's look at the workbench here and see what we can find for Chella. Oh, my goodness. Look at these surprises. And over here, oh, my goodness. She's going to love this. And over there, more surprises.
Wow.
And let's bring her a teacher's easel.
Yeah.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Chella a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Chella. Merry Christmas. Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So I have to ask you, will Rocco be one of your students? With the teacher easel? He ran out of here. I think so. Hey, Merry Christmas, Rocco.
Merry Christmas, Chella.
Merry Christmas, sweetheart. I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we return, we'll be talking with the lovely Caitlin Dunkelberger. That's you. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107. And you can also listen to us online. And my niece, Jamie, is doing that. Hi, Jamie. We'll be right back.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly and Seals Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Basta Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Basta Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
We're having tryouts tonight, Emma.
Are you just going to keep having everybody else host it so you don't have to?
Yeah, taking a little break, Emma. It's Monday. I'm slow getting back into gear here.
Oh, the weekend hit you pretty hard.
Yeah, and it's good to have a little backup, right?
Yeah.
Caitlin, that was very, very fine job, by the way.
Thank you.
So welcome to the Magic Radio Room again. It's always so nice to have you and your family here. How is your brother?
Bad.
Now, what is his name?
Caden.
Caden. I miss talking to Caden. He's always here. So, he's not really bad. Is it just that brother-sister stuff, right?
Yeah.
There was a bit of a toot in that answer there, Santa Claus.
Well, I'll tell you, Snowball says they really get along pretty well.
That's unusual.
No!
Caitlin, I don't think we've ever had a child dispute the good reports that the elf sent, but... There's always a first in the Magic Radio Room, right, Santa?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We do see a lot. Oh.
So I hear Snowball's a pretty fun character.
Yeah.
Yeah? So fill me in. Fill me in. Where do you see Snowball? Or is he or she behaving?
He is.
He is. You know that last week one of the boys and girls told me that their elf that Santa sent was playing with markers and crayons and ruined a picture.
Oh, no.
Snowball's not doing those kinds of things, no? Is it invading your cookie jar or anything like that?
No.
No.
Just my dad.
No!
Oh, the truth comes out!
Ooh, Emma, so if you're not seeing cookies for you on Christmas Eve...
It's because Dad is the great cookie caper!
That just came out. Who bakes all the cookies?
My mom and my grandparents.
Well, I have an idea. Maybe when you're baking all the cookies, put your dad on quality control. You know what that would be?
No.
He would taste them to find out, make sure that they're really good for Santa and the elves. Then he won't eat so much on Christmas Eve.
I don't think that's true, Miss Ann.
You don't think so?
He's nope.
She thinks your dad's going for the cookies anyway.
Yeah.
So tell us, you're in second grade now.
Yeah.
Wow. How is school going so far?
Good.
Good. Lots of homework, I bet, right?
Not really.
Oh. Is your teacher listening? I want to say hello to your teacher. Keep the homework to a minimum by doing that, maybe.
Hi, Mrs. Bodiger.
Well, let's wish a very Merry Christmas to Mrs. Bodiger.
Merry Christmas!
You rock, Mrs. Bodiger.
Mm-hmm.
I got your back. So, is there a favorite subject that you like to work on?
Math and reading.
Oh, very good. Santa likes to hear that. And I'm sure Snowball's been telling you that, right, Santa Claus?
Oh yes. And we're understanding that Caitlin is doing really well in both reading and math.
Again, Caitlin, you look shocked. What is going on here? These are good reports. By the way, we forgot to tell Emma, you are a sparkling little beauty tonight. Come on, you got to give her a fashion update.
I need a fashion update!
Can you tell her what your shirt says? She would love this.
find your spirit.
Oh, I love it!
I knew but plus, Emma, it's done in all...
sparkles.
Oh, that's right, Emma. Now, you calm out just for a minute here.
Caleb Spoozie!
Breathe, Emma. Breathe, because we have three other little sparkling girls here to talk to you. Caitlin, I think we lost her.
she'll be back in a snow moment.
These boots, too. I guarantee you that little elf is going to be trying those on.
Yeah.
Oh, those are some rocking boots.
Hi, I'm back.
Welcome back, Emma.
So, okay, you're busy at school. You get lots of homework. Sounds like you're doing really well. And you're in lots of activities. Fill Santa Claus in. What are you up to?
Soccer, Girl Scouts, and basketballs.
Well, I guess your dad's really thrilled when it's Girl Scout cookie season, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest, Miss Ann. We're all excited for Girl Scout cookie season.
Yes, we are. I'm a Thin Mint fan myself.
Me too!
What's your dad's favorite?
All of them.
Me too.
There's that bus and Dad's under it, Santa Claus. So do you sell a lot to like family and friends? Do you go out in the neighborhood and try to sell?
I do family, and most of my friends are in Girl Scouts.
Okay. Tell me about Girl Scouts. Do you have meetings once a week?
Once a week.
What do you do at the meetings?
We do fun activities, arts and crafts, and sometimes we go for walks.
That sounds really, really fun. Are your friends here in Girl Scouts with you?
Yep, one's right here.
Oh, she's right here. Okay, so your Girl Scout friend. Do you guys all do sleepovers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually sleep, though?
No.
No. I didn't think so. But it sounds like you have lots of fun. Have you been working on a special song for Santa and Emma?
Yes.
Would you like to ask Emma for that very special drum roll?
Emma, can you do a drum roll, please?
Yes, I can! Take it away, Caitlin!
Jingle bell, shingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Hey,
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Hey.
Whoa! My goodness. And Rudolph really loved that one, too. You heard those bells jingling up here at the North Pole.
Well, Kate, when you have Rudolph's attention, what do you plan to leave for he and the other reindeer?
Carrots.
Oh, he loves that idea.
You hear that? You hear those bells? He likes that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll leave some cookies and good stuff for Santa and the elves, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think you should maybe draw a picture because Santa will put that on the refrigerator in the North Pole.
Okay.
Yeah. Sign it and you will be forever in the North Pole. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We'll put it right up on the old refrigerator here with a magnet.
So are you ready for your list? Do you have a long list for Santa?
Nope.
Okay, here it comes, Emma.
I'm ready!
Can I have an American Girl doll outfit, a Fitbit, a TV...
I like the placement of the TV on your list. That was good, Caitlin.
I'm just going to slide that right in the middle there. TV!
It's like when I slide a car on my list, Emma.
Oh, don't think I don't notice that, Miss Ann.
So, okay, the TV, and then?
Another American Girl doll.
Owen's talking in the background. Can you think of anything else?
And candy.
Maybe
there you have it.
Some surprises, too, Miss Ann, for Caitlin. Oh, let's look up Caitlin Dunkelberger in the great big book here at the North Pole.
All right, it says here that Caitlin is doing well in school and in soccer. That's really, really good. But it says here that you need to work on keeping your room clean without Mom and Dad asking. And here's why. Because sometimes Tucker likes to eat the toys and get sick. You don't want your puppy to get sick, do you?
No.
It's really important you keep your toys cleaned up so your puppy doesn't get sick.
Okay.
Those American girl dolls not too tasty, huh, Emma?
No. Can you make sure you clean your room up?
Okay.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at our workbench here. Oh, my goodness. Caitlin Dunkelberger, we have some fine surprises for you. Over here, another pile of surprises. And here are some mystery guests, gifts, and, oh, my goodness, let's take her some LOL dolls for Christmas morning.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Caitlin a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Caitlin. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You give your brother a hug for me and tell him I said Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas to you and your whole family, sweetheart. It's always so nice to have you here. Well, Santa, when we come back, we'll be talking with another of Caitlin's friends, Allison Geis, and it's Allison's first time on the Magic Radio. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd, closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. You're going to hear a little bit of this coming from Allison Santa. Because I just had given her a Tootsie Roll. And so if you hear a little chomping, but that's all it is. So, well, welcome to the Magic Radio. How are you?
Good.
Good. It's so nice to have you here. I want to say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Allison, it's so good to hear your voice. Oh, I know it's your first time on the Magic Radio, but you've had Christmas before.
Yes.
Maybe welcome to the Magic Radio!
Yay!
And she may not be sparkled, but she is surely styling, Emma.
I need a fashion update!
Tell about that really cool shirt. Wait, who's that sticker? What does that say?
It just has a church on it.
Cool. It's really cute. There are pretty colored hearts all over her shirt, and these are some awesome boots.
Thank you.
I love boots.
So, Allison, this is your first time here, so what you didn't know was how crazy she is about clothes and boots, and sometimes Emma is known to go into a bedroom and maybe try something on. Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. And I have two friends named Emma.
Oh!
All right!
Yep. And one in our school.
Well, Merry Christmas to them. Did you tell them you were on the Magic Radio?
Nope.
Well, now you have three friends named Emma.
Aw, now you have three friends named Emma. That's pretty
cool. Yay!
Awesome. Yay!
And this one just happens to be a super-duper elf, right?
Yep. And I'm happy to have new friends.
Aw.
That's great!
That's so sweet, honey. Wow, you made Emma's night, it sounds like. So tell Emma and Santa a little bit about you. How old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 7 and I'm in 2nd grade.
Well, how is your school year going?
Good.
Good. What's the homework like? A lot? A little?
Sometimes.
Did you get any for Monday night?
Did you get any tonight?
Well, I got science study, 2 math papers, and spelling.
I'm exhausted listening to you.
Me
Is this
too.
All for tomorrow?
Well, the science studying is till Thursday.
Oh. You have a couple days to work on that. Okay. So now, do you come right home and get your homework out of the way? Or do you like to take a little break after school?
No, I just get it done, and then I'm allowed to play after doing my piano.
Ooh. So you play the piano?
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had one here in the Magic Radio Room. Do you like to play piano?
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
Do you take a lesson every week?
Well, every Thursday.
Okay. And so you have a piano at home, then you practice a lot?
Yep.
What are some of the songs? Can you name the songs that you like to play?
Well, I do play a few for recital.
You do? Wow. Isn't that awesome, Santa Claus?
Oh my goodness.
I have three Christmas songs.
What are they?
Well,
can you remember the names of the songs?
We wish you a Merry Christmas and Silent Night and O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh my goodness, what a fine group of songs.
Oh, I bet you're really good. How long have you been taking lessons?
Well, I think since I started when I was 6. Oh. I don't know.
Wow, you keep it up. That's wonderful. It's so good to have that kind of talent. Now, are you into any other activities? Do you have time for anything else? Oh. Are you in Girl Scouts?
No. I have soccer, basketball in the winter, right about the end of December, mm-hmm. and football.
You're playing football?
I have one more year. This is my last year coming up.
Hey, high five, girlfriend. That's awesome. I love to hear that.
All right.
What's the name of your team?
Well, this year, I think I forget. Actually, I remember. It was called the Golden Dragons, and usually I'm the only girl on the team.
Whoa. Oh, be proud of that, Allison. Be proud of that. Oh.
Absolutely.
Girl power. That's right. It's girls' night, and we've got girl power. So what position do you play?
Well, my favorite position, and they usually say it when I come out of tunnel in flag football.
Wow.
It's called running back.
And they announce it. She runs out of the tunnel, Santa. This is so cool.
That's quite an entrance.
And then she goes running back.
Bop, bop. You hear what Santa did.
Run out to the field.
Yes.
Santa was making a little funny there, honey. He knows you stay on the field. That is terrific. Well, are you going to keep, so you have one more year to play?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I'm so proud of you. That's awesome. So, at your house, have you had time to get decorated? Is your tree up?
Well, we didn't get our tree yet. We get it from our Uncle Frank.
You go get to pick a real tree?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
But my Aunt Jenny is allergic to pine trees, so she just gets a pretend one.
Oh.
Well, some people do have that problem. Santa, aren't there an elf or two in the North Pole that actually start to sneeze around the trees?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, they do. And what they do is go get a fake one.
Just like your aunt does. So that's a good solution. So are you excited to help decorate the tree?
Yes.
Do you have special ornaments that you get to put on the tree?
Yes. We have some of all the family.
Oh, my goodness, that sounds wonderful. And
you should have saw them last year.
you did, Santa. Remember that tree? That special
tree? I remember so well, and I was just thinking about it. In fact, I was just informed by an elf that came by your house for a moment. He's called Double Ho Ho 7. he said your Christmas tree is beautiful again. Will be beautiful again this year because of all those family ornaments.
See, Santa knows everything, Allison. It's magic.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, whoa, Santa. Plus, I love the name of that elf. Double Ho Ho 7.
He's a secret agent elf.
He's That Santa Claus is one funny guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now, we talked about your girlfriends are going to help you sing. It's your first time in the Magic Radio. How about, since Rudolph's there, can we try Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Mm-hmm.
Santa, are you still there?
Oh, my goodness, Rudolph just came in the room again.
Okay, ladies, here we go. Ready, Rudolph?
The red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you will ever see it close. All of the reindeers used to happen while him names. They know we remember Rudolph. Going in the Wonder Games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide our sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Rudolph. Rudolph is dancing around. Don't kick the chandelier, Rudolph. You know what happened last year.
Get off the ceiling, Rudolph.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're going to need the reindeer spatula.
Oh, no. We made Rudolph way too happy. Santa Claus, of course, you were included, but that was definitely some girl power at work, I think.
Oh, my goodness. It sounded so wonderful that I just had to chime in.
Oh, that was terrific. I think we could take it on the road, Santa Claus.
Let's.
Yes. You lead the band. You lead the group, okay?
What?
If we take it on the road, we sing, all of us together, all the time. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to work it out with your busy schedule. So, okay, are you ready to tell Santa and Emma? Would you ask her for a drum roll, please, for your list?
Drum roll, please, Emma.
Yeah, absolutely, Allison. Take it away.
Well, I want a new bike, and I...
Do you need a new helmet to go with the bike?
I want for Christmas is my family to have a good time.
Oh, that's so nice, Allison.
Allison, you're killing me. That was beautiful.
Well, I'll bet Allison would love some surprises for herself, too.
I bet
you
she would.
Oh, let's take a look in Santa Claus's big book and see what it says about Allison Geis.
All right. Allison, this is your first time on the Magic Radio, and the first time we get to look at the big book for you here. Okay, it says here that you're doing well in soccer, and that's really good. You keep up all the good work with all of your sports. It says here, though, Allison, you could do better at keeping your room clean. So now I am the official room inspector of the North Pole, so I always check everybody's bedrooms. Make sure you have it nice and clean for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Allison. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Oh, my, my. Let's take a look at the workbench here and see. Whoa, look at this. Allison Geis. Oh, I remember last year she loved surprises. So we're going to bring her lots of surprises. And over here, some mystery gifts and... Oh, my goodness. Let's take a teddy bear under the tree on Christmas morning.
Yay!
Emma? Oh, Emma?
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Allison a great big gold star. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Oh, oh, oh.
Merry Christmas, Allison.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you and your family have that beautiful Christmas that you're hoping for. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Kinley Heckman. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Kinley Heckman. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You look so Christmassy and beautiful. Love the outfit.
Thank you.
You want to tell Emma the colors and what you're wearing?
I have a red shirt, and it's really soft.
It is.
Caitlin just said that. Very soft. Very soft. And it's got some gold antlers on it, it looks like, too, Emma.
Wow!
Very, very pretty. And I love your snowflake leggings.
Thank you.
So what flavor snowflake are you hoping for to taste in your imagination next time?
Hot chocolate.
That's a tough one, too.
I know. You know what I think would be good, too? Like, if it tasted like a cinnamon roll?
Yeah.
Or a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, yeah. How about a cheesesteak sandwich? Oh!
Actually, Santa, right now it's dinner time. That does sound pretty tasty.
Right. I was thinking peppermint.
Good, right, Kinley?
Yeah.
Kinley, do you think Santa was giving you a little hint there as to what you should leave him on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Cheesesteak sandwich.
Saw right through me, didn't you?
That was a subtle hint, Santa Claus. We got it. Well noted. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you all decorated at your house? Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good.
Good. What did you eat? Did you eat all day, take a nap, wake up, eat some more?
I ate.
Was it yummy?
Yeah.
It's a turkey. So now you have a little fan club listening to you on the Magic Radio. Who would you like to say hello to?
My dad and my stepdad.
Oh, well, my goodness. A Merry Christmas to your dad.
And my teacher.
And your stepdad and your teacher and everyone Kinley Heckman knows. Oh,
what's your teacher's name, sweetheart?
Miss Stetler.
Oh, Miss Stetler especially.
Now, does Miss Stetler have your classroom decorated with anything for Christmas?
She has a dog. And she has two Christmas trees in there.
Oh, and they're a real dog in the classroom?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And two Christmas trees, not one, but two?
Yeah. Wow. One little one and one that's in the back.
Kinley also has two elves that follow her around, Buddy and Snowflake.
Really? Two of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very busy.
You must be busy. Okay, so tell me, are they silly? Are they mischievous?
They're bad.
As I suspected, Santa Claus.
Oh, we've been talking about it, Emma.
Emma, I have to delve into this. Okay, so what do they do?
Well, one time he got me gloves and a hat, and he put M&Ms on the table.
Oh. Well, okay. Good for you, right? So they're pretty silly, and do you spot them at different places in your house?
Yeah.
So have they checked out the condition of your bedroom?
No, once they got my underwear and they put it on the tree.
Oh. Santa, 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 I'm not sure.
I'm afraid to ask what was on the underwear.
Was there
characters on them?
Cinderella, or I don't know.
SpongeBob?
They're plain.
Santa, I think at the end of the season, you've got to look at that training program. I'm just not sure. Some of the reports this year are a bit sketchy, Kinley. I got
to
tell you.
You need to update the policies here.
Yes. These silly, silly elves. So they haven't been in your room. Why? Is there a danger sign on the door?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because the Sparkle Queen will be peeking in.
Pardon?
Oops.
She heard that.
I'm sorry, you addressed me formally.
She likes to talk formally when I call her the Sparkle Queen.
Well, one thing on my door, I say, knock before you come in.
Does the Sparkle Queen have to knock before she enters or no?
No.
Okay. All right.
You got the green light, Emma.
Good.
Hey, so Kinley and her girlfriends here want to keep the girl power going, and they'd like to sing to a certain reindeer.
Oh, Rudolph. My goodness. Oh, we've scraped Rudolph off the ceiling, and he seems to be fine now, but we'll try to hold him down.
Okay, Kinley, you lead us. Take it away.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw one, you would even say it glows. All the other reindeer used to rock and call him names. They ever left poor Rudolph joining any reindeer game. When one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, "Hey, off when you're so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Then how the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee,
"Yippee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history."
Whoa! My! Rudolph, now, oh, he's almost all tired out. He's been bouncing around so much, but still got stuck on the ceiling.
Wow, Kinley, I think Rudolph's going to sleep really well tonight. That was fantastic. Well, now, the big moment. What do you hope to find under your Christmas tree when you wake up on Christmas morning?
I want a pink guitar. I want an American Girl doll. And I want a gymnastics high beam.
Well, my. How about a surprise or two, Kinley?
Yes.
Oh, well, let's look in the big book here at the North Pole and find the name Kinley Heckman.
All right. It says here that Kinley is doing well at school. That's really good. But it says here she needs to do better with keeping her room clean and her other chores. Uh-oh. That means I'm going to be watching for a nice clean room on Christmas night. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's see what we have on the workbench for Kinley. Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't tip over that big pile of surprises.
I won't.
Oh, my goodness. It's twice as tall as you are, Emma. Oh, my goodness. And, oh, let's bring her a gymnastics beam. Put it under the tree. Christmas morning.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Kinley Heckman a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Kinley. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, Kinley, now I understand why the knock before entering on your bedroom door. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, honey. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, last but not least, we'll be talking with the lovely Harper Hiley. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it. So make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to the Easter Bunny.
Wait a minute. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I miss something? Did we jump ahead by like 4 months? What happened?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
What happened to Christmas? I just did all that work for nothing. I just said I quit. Not really.
Don't
quit, Emma.
Come back, Emma. We're kidding.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah, you'd be on spring break, Emma, right?
Yeah, I want to be at the beach.
Well, welcome to the Magic Radio, Harper. It's so nice to have you back. How are you doing?
Good.
Emma, how do you feel about a fashion update?
I'm ready.
Take it away, Harper.
I have some sparkle boots.
Sparkles and boots. That's all my favorite things. Sparkles and boots.
Emma, it's an understatement. They are all sparkles, actually. They're beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, Emma. While you're up on the ceiling, bring Rudolph down, would you?
Hey, Rudolph, what's up? The ceiling and us.
And you look so adorable. And there is a reindeer on your shirt, too.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Did you pick your outfit out? Really, really cute. So, Harper, tell Santa and Emma, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 6 and I'm in first grade.
Oh, that's a tough grade to be in.
So, how is homework for you? Are you working really hard?
Yep.
Do you get homework almost every night?
Just Monday nights.
Monday nights. Did you get it done before you came to the Magic Radio Room?
No.
Yeah, you have to do that when you head home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was it hard to concentrate and pay attention in school today, knowing you were talking to Santa?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's exciting to be here. And so what do you want to ask Santa Claus?
How are you doing, big guy?
Well, my goodness, we're doing just fine here at the North Pole, Harper. Working hard, making toys.
So you heard that Santa loves when boys and girls leave him special pictures or drawings. Do you have any plans to do something like that for Santa Claus?
Maybe a picture of him?
A portrait of you, Santa. How does that sound?
Well, I think we'll put that right up on the refrigerator when it comes up here Christmas Day.
Yep, we have a spot for everybody.
That would be so nice. So, Harper, are you in activities with some of your friends here? What do you do besides school? What are you involved in?
I'm going to start basketball.
Oh.
Is this the first season that you've ever played?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I bet you're going to love it. Now, do you do soccer or?
I might do it again in the spring.
Did you have fun this past soccer season?
Yes.
Now, you look to me like you would be a dancer. Do you take dance class?
No.
You just look like a dancer. So, at home, what do you have to do to help out around the house?
Maybe sometime.
It's taking a while for you to think of this. Let me guess. Do you have to pick up your toys?
Yes.
Try to keep your bedroom in elf inspection condition?
Yes.
And are you doing that?
No.
Well, Buddy said it was just a little messy in there, but I'm sure by Christmas it'll be better.
So Buddy's at your house.
Yeah.
Is Buddy behaving?
No.
Do you have any story for Emma on what Buddy's up to?
No.
Nope. Hey, do you have your tree ready for Santa's visit?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about your tree. What color lights, and is it a real tree?
Yes.
And it lights the colors like our tree here in the Magic Radio World?
No.
No? What? Is it special, like one color?
Yes.
You're making me work for this. These lights better be good. What color are they?
I don't know.
They're white. I bet that's really pretty. What's on top of the tree?
A star.
A star. Somebody lift you up so you could put the star on it?
Yes.
Now, Buddy hasn't been, like, hanging on the tree, has he?
Yeah, sitting on the tree.
Okay.
Well, that's where we asked him to be.
Well, yeah, they sit on the trees and they hang from the lights and all that kind of stuff. That's all supposed to do that. No, it's when they go fishing and they're napping on the job and they're eating all the snacks. That's when I have a problem. That's when it turns into vacation.
Harper, doesn't sound like Emma likes that, right?
I have hard opinions about this.
So are you going to leave some special cookies and all good stuff for the reindeer and Santa and the elves?
Yes.
Like what? What's your favorite Christmas cookie?
I like gingerbread cookies.
Ooh! Ooh, I love those too. Oh my goodness, Harper, I love gingerbread.
Do you always leave Santa a big glass of milk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Now, do you have a special Christmas song that you would like to sing for Santa Claus tonight?
Yes.
Would you like to ask Emma for a drum roll?
Yes, can I sing with them?
Sure, you can. What are you girls singing? Okay, ladies, get ready. Here we go. Take it away.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't go? Ho, ho, ho. Who wouldn't go up on the housetop? Click, click, click. Down through the chimney with Saint Nick.
Oh,
you be nice.
My goodness. Oh, that's exactly how it happens.
Oh. That was a first time we've heard that this year, Santa Claus.
Oh,
yeah.
My, yes.
Well, thank you, Harper. Now, are you ready for your list? You want to tell Santa and Emma, what are you hoping for Christmas?
The ABC Mysteries.
She's thinking, Santa.
You can always go with surprises.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get some surprises together, and right here in the great big book, let's see how Harper Hailey has been this year.
Yeah, it says here that she's a kind soul and often thinks about other people, and she's a very good friend and a fantastic reader. That's wonderful. She'll read to anybody who will listen.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now,
Harper.
It says here, Harper, though, you need to work on getting along with your sister Brinley and listening the first time. So, Miss Anne?
I'm on it, Emma.
Ears, please. Those are your elf ears, Harper, and they work for listening the first time, okay? Can you do that?
Yeah.
No fighting with your sister?
Yeah.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, let's take a look at the workbench here for Harper Hailey. Oh, my goodness, all these surprises and, oh, look at this wonderful group of toys. But we know she loves to read, so we'll certainly bring her an A to Z mystery book.
All right!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Harper a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Harper. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls.
Bye, Santa.
Goodbye, boys and girls.